As the summer season of 1971 draws to a close, we here at Worth Baptist have a great deal to be thankful for. It has been the very best summer in the history of our church. We have set new summer Sunday school attendance records. We have had a number of people saved and a great number added to our church. God has truly been good to us, whereof we are glad. We would like to take this moment to invite you to share the blessings of God with us on this last Sunday of the summer season. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. Here at Worth Baptist Church, our textbook is the Bible. We believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. We believe that the Bible is God's message to mankind in the 20th century. We do not believe that the Bible has become outdated or outmoded. We believe the Bible is just as old as time and yet as new as tomorrow. We believe that the Bible has the message of eternal salvation. We do not believe that there is any other message for the world today but that which is contained in the Word of God. God has spoken to us in the pages of His wonderful Word. He has given us the plan of salvation. He has given us the plan and program that He has ordained and proclaimed for the end time and for all the nations of earth. Therefore, our emphasis at Worth Baptist Church is upon the Word of God. We invite you to bring the whole family. You'll find a class for every member of your family, for every age level, and for every grade level of your home. Now that school is starting, the children are planning once again to be back into the regular schedule of going to school every day. We believe that their secular education is very important. Furthermore, we believe more important is their education in the Word of God. So we invite you to bring the whole family together today at 10 o'clock to study with us in the Word of God. Our Sunday morning worship is at 11 o'clock and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. This promises to be an outstanding day in the Lord here at Worth Baptist Church. So we invite you to come and join with us in the gospel singing, in the message from God's Word, in the study of God's Word, and in the fellowship with God's people. Furthermore, we invite you to write us this week. Our only way of knowing that you receive Worth Baptist Hour is for you to write and let us know. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you write this week and request it, we will send you one of our booklets entitled Times Like These. This little booklet contains over 400 scripture references. It has short messages in it, and it will tell you where to find those difficult passages that you've looked for in the Word of God. So write us this week, and one of the booklets will be sent you free and postage paid. May I say before beginning the message on today's broadcast, that the purpose of Worth Baptist Hour is to bring the gospel of redeeming grace into your home. All across Fort Worth and in Tarrant County, there are many of you, perhaps many listening this moment, who are unchurched and unattached as far as church relationships are concerned. To you, we say, we would be happy for you to have the joy of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And we trust that this radio ministry, week after week, will enlighten you to God's plan and God's program for your life. Feel free to write us or to visit us at Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And now my message for today is entitled Precious Hiding Place. I am basing it on a passage of Scripture from the 91st Psalm, where I shall begin reading at verse 1. But before we read the Word of God, I want you to pause with me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we truly thank Thee that in the midst of a world of trouble and heartache and sorrow, we have found a place to hide. We thank Thee that Thou hast provided eternal redemption for us through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. We thank Thee that Thou hast spared us and brought us to this moment. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, that Thou hast given us an opportunity today to be in Thy house, to fellowship with Thy people, and to worship Thee. It is our prayer that as this broadcast fills the air today, that many will hear and believe and be saved. We pray a special prayer for those who are sick and shut in, for those who are unable to be in church, for those who have burdens and problems and difficulties, many heartaches and trials that have bothered them this week. It is our prayer that this broadcast would prove a special blessing to them. Bless all who listen, and may everything that is said or done be to the honor and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. For we ask these things in His name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now Psalm 91. I begin to read at verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. What precious words are these from the pen of the psalmist in the 91st Psalm? It is indeed a blessed thought to know that in the time of trouble, there is a place to hide. The Word of God tells us about many who have found this hiding place. There are many problems in our world of the 20th century. Our world is characterized by restlessness, by upheaval, violence, rebellion, heartache, tragedy, war, famine, pestilence. These are just some of the things that plague us from day to day. My, what a dark world it would be without the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you ever think what the world would be if Jesus Christ had not come? Did you ever think what the world would be today if there were no Bible in it, if there were no churches, if we had not the blessed comfort of the Word of God and the precious promises of the Scripture? Oh, how thrilling it is today to know that in the midst of all of the uneasiness, we have a hiding place in Jesus Christ. He is our rock of ages. He's the safe hiding place. He's the ark of safety for every person who will flee from the wrath to come. Just what does it mean today to hide in Jesus Christ? I submit to you that there are three things that hiding in Jesus involves. First of all, it means that the circumstances of life can never overthrow you. Today, if you're a Christian, you're facing many trying circumstances, but none of these can destroy you. The early Christians were brought before the kings. They were demanded to renounce their faith in Christ, but they answered they could not. You and I must answer today that we cannot, we must not, we shall not renounce our faith in Jesus Christ, for our lives are hid in Him. As we find shelter and protection in the Lord Jesus Christ, we rejoice even in the midst of the times of storm. The storms of adversity come, but we as Christians are hidden in Him. The storms of affliction come, but as children of God, we are hidden in the Lord Jesus Christ. The storms of sorrow come, but as believers, as born-again ones, as those who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are hidden in Him, and we find comfort in the time of sorrow. We find healing in the time of affliction. We find a way out in the days of adverse circumstances. The man in the scripture that suffered all of these things, perhaps above any other man, was the man Job. Job said in the midst of all of his sufferings and afflictions and reverses, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Job said, "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that in the latter day his feet shall stand upon the earth. And though after this skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." We know today that though we have many things to disturb and discomfort us, we have the same hope that Job had. And we can say with him, "The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away, and blessed be the name of the Lord." As the man Job weathered all the storms of his life, you and I can weather the storms of persecution, of peril, of problems, of difficulties, of war, of all of the things that threaten our well-being today. We in the Lord Jesus Christ are more than conquerors. Paul declares that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Paul says that we are more than conquerors in Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. He asks the question, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or nakedness, or famine, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things, it is written, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us and gave Himself for us. Paul goes on to write, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In this hiding place, we are safe from all the storms, and none of the circumstances of life can overthrow you if you are hidden in Jesus Christ. For in the time of His trouble, declares the psalmist, God will hide us. God will protect us. God will shelter us in His own pavilion. David found that to be true in all of his trouble. In the hour of adversity, David trusted in God. In your hour of adversity, you too can trust in God by your simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the second place, to be hidden away in Jesus Christ means that Satan cannot destroy you. It is the business of the devil to destroy every likeness of God. The scripture warns us about our enemy. The Bible declares that Satan, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. I repeat, it is the business of the devil to destroy everything that's God-like. But the devil is a defeated enemy. We have won the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Consider what the devil has done in his attempt, I might add his futile attempt, to destroy the likeness of God. He tried to frustrate the plan of God for the entire human race when he came into the Garden of Eden and deceived our first parents, Adam and Eve, through which they disobeyed God. He tried to destroy the nation Israel, the nation that was designated to bring the Messiah into the world in the flesh. But Jesus Christ has come. So the devil was defeated in his attempt to destroy that chosen nation. The devil tried to destroy Jesus Christ at his birth. When he was born in Bethlehem's manger in the long ago, the devil tried through the wicked King Herod to destroy all the male children in an attempt to put to death the Son of God in the early days of his life. But thank God the devil was defeated. Thank God the plan and program of Christ has not been overthrown or destroyed by Satan. And so it is in the midst of the 20th century. The devil is mighty, but God is almighty. The devil is powerful, but God is all powerful. The devil is wise, but God has all wisdom. If the devil had his way, every Bible would be destroyed today. If the devil had his way, every church would be put out of business. If the devil had his way, all Christians would be put to death. They would be destroyed. But I have good news for you today. The devil cannot overthrow the plan and program of God. In this precious hiding place, in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are safe from all the wiles of Satan. This, our Rock of Ages, provides an eternal abiding place for us where the devil cannot destroy us. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father who gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." So, in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are safe from Satan. In the third place, to be in this precious hiding place, it means that the uncertainty of the future cannot disturb you. We are living in a world of uncertain tomorrows. Who knows what another day is going to bring? Will it bring an all-out war? Will it bring depression? Will it bring some plague or disease to destroy our people? Will it bring the nuclear warfare upon our shores? We do not know. The big question is, what is going to happen tomorrow? The news commentators report the news. The newspapers report the news. But we cannot tell what will happen in one given day tomorrow. No one has the answer to the question, what will happen tomorrow, but God. God and God alone knows what is in store for you, even today. But whatever tomorrow brings, we know that God is able to sustain us. Remember this, God is in every tomorrow. Perhaps tomorrow will bring sickness, but Jesus Christ is the great physician. Perhaps it will bring heartache, but Jesus is the great heart mender. Perhaps it will bring burdens, but Jesus is the great burden bearer. Perhaps tomorrow will bring war, but Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Perhaps tomorrow will bring death, but Jesus Christ is the great life giver. Again, I say, whatever tomorrow holds, I know Jesus Christ is in it. I do not know what tomorrow holds, but I do know who holds tomorrow. So let trouble come. Jesus Christ is mine, and I have found a hiding place in Him. If you are lost today, if you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, there is a hiding place for you. You can have that hiding place by simply exercising your faith in Jesus Christ. You can come this moment to Him. You can bow by your radio. As this broadcast leaves the air, you can call upon the name of the Lord, and the Bible assures you that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Salvation is ABC, simplicity. A, all have sinned. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. C, confess your sins. If you will do this, if you will simply acknowledge that you are a sinner, if you will acknowledge Jesus Christ is your Savior, if you will believe on Him and confess your sins to Him, if you will simply open the door of your heart, Jesus Christ will come in. He'll come in now. He's standing outside your heart's door. He's waiting to come in. Will you let Him? If you will, you too can find that precious hiding place that is only in Jesus Christ. Until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your home, upon your family, and upon your business. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.